Fuck a Friday!
Oh my God, we're back.
Jeff's choking.
Seriously.
He can't keep quiet.
Leave him. Leave him, Dave. Just leave him. He's choking. Leave him.
You're down.
There's no help coming.
Forget it.
Just, you should have some water somewhere. It's in the kitchen.
Happy Fuck a Friday.
We've been away for how many weeks and you fucked up the opening already?
Right? We're rebranding, everybody. That's what's happening right now. We're rebranding. We might not actually go with the Go Happy Vodka Friday.
He forgot what the hell he was supposed to do. Oh, my God.
For all you listeners at home, when you're choking on almonds, down some Vodka Friday quick.
That's right. Oh, my God.
It's surefire safety.
So
oh
what are you drinking, God. Anyway?
I'm drinking Vodka Friday. I'm drinking the blue one. The Too Blue for You.
Too Blue for You.
It's got the bubbles. The bubbles. It's wild blueberry lemon.
Because fizz is the shiz.
This is
vodka
my favorite.
Soda.
Yeah,
vodka
they're
soda.
Good, eh?
This is my favorite.
I'm drinking vodka water.
Oh, nice.
That's what I'm doing today. Vodka water.
Vodka you know, Friday and
of
water?
Course, yeah. I mean, I don't like go down on my standards. I only like the best, and that's Vodka Friday.
There you go. This has got 5% alcohol in it. That's awesome.
You know what? The thing with our coolers is they sneak up on you and they kick the shit out of you. Like, you go, well, I'm a professional drinker, but I feel like I'm snapped.
I just find that they go down real quick, like easy, because it's like, this is like a blueberry soda to me.
So,
kind of nice.
You want to know what I found out?
Somebody's at the door. Why don't we try?
What the fuck? Can you take the almonds? Oh, Jesus.
Somebody is at the door.
There is somebody there. Hi, Mike. Look, it's Mike, everybody.
Hang on.
Hang on.
Hang on.
Hang on.
Have a seat. Join the party.
Hang on a second.
I'm just
going
to hang on. Come on in. It's always good to see you, Michael.
Well, you got to step up to the mic and put the headphones on.
Oh, scared the shit out of me. Okay. I thought you were kidding.
We should say who's around the table.
Yeah.
We got Rita. Hey, Rita.
Hey, cheers.
We got Dave. That's me. Yep. And we got Jeff. And we don't have Donna. Donna called in sick. She's going to be here, too. She was going to be here. And then all of a sudden, she's sick for some reason. So poor Donna. Hopefully, she gets better. But we got Mike. You just walked in the door.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Vodka Friday.
Right?
Put your headphones on. You just here for a quick drink or what? What are you doing?
I'm just here for a quickie.
A quickie.
God, if I had a nickel. Every time I said that.
You'd have a nickel.
No, I would have nothing.
Don't think your headphones work? Oh, because I turned you down.
Can you turn mine down? I'm really, mine are really loud.
Are you okay there, Michael, now?
That's really loud.
Okay, we got to step up to the mic.
Yeah, how's that better?
Okay, I got to stop eating almonds. I'm just hear me chewing.
No, what are you doing?
I'm trying.
We need to video
to
this so people can see the nonsense that we put up with.
He's trying to find a doorbell.
Oh, well, it's a little late, dummy. And I can't believe I just called you dummy. I don't really mean that. Oh, my God.
You're
he's
harsh.
Not. He's
his
not
friends,
dumb.
His friends are thinking, oh, my God, she's hard.
This is where we're starting?
I know. I don't call people names.
I know.
Let's save it all for fucking me, baby.
We
don't
haven't
stop.
Got together. It's because we haven't got together for a while. So it's like she's this pent-up thing that we gotta
she's like
of.
Washed over me like a tidal
like, I haven't
wave.
Called you dummy in, like, what, 4 or 5 or 6 weeks?
No, I think it's kind of a term of endearment.
Endearment. You know, that's right. Dummy with. She says dummy with love. Dummy.
As I tilt my head. We really should be videoing these, I'm telling you.
Well, I thought we were doing the doorbell idea, so I was trying to find
came up with that last
hey.
Doorbell sound.
Jeff, you're late. Ding dong. Do that.
Just
ding dong.
Ding dong.
Ding dong. Oh, yeah, there's Mike. You're a ding dong,
okay,
by
that's
the way.
That's the drink bell. So if you're just joining us and you haven't listened to this shit before,
well, that's
you
two
hear
step
that bell.
Bell. It's either drinking or shut the fuck
it's
up,
both.
Jeff.
So every time we tell Jeff to shut up, we're going to ring the bell. And when we ring the bell, you have to drink.
That's right. It's a drinking game, people.
So you could get drunk by the end of this.
You get drunk enough, you get
minutes.
To take Jeff and the bell home.
Is anybody... Okay, I know that I'm at a table.
Jesus.
Kind of hoping
I'm now reformed.
Right? Wicked. You just anyway. Made Mike not gay anymore.
Get your shit together. Get your shit together.
I've been, you know what? This I've had my shit together now for over a year.
You haven't had it?
No, I haven't.
He thinks he has.
No, you haven't had it? Let me try that again. Mm-hmm. You haven't had it, like your shit together? I know.
Oh. Yeah, you're right, you know. It's kind of been, it's like a teeter-totter with life.
Yes.
It's an ebb and flow.
Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're in,
that's
sometimes
right.
you're out.
That's right.
Sometimes it's a good analogy, in and out, and sometimes it's not. Up and down.
You know where he's going with this.
I'm not even gonna.
So how the hell have you been? How has everybody been? We haven't been together for a while.
Stressed.
Rita, how have you been?
Stress.
Yes, you guys have like had some really seriously busy weeks.
It's stressful though.
Every week it's like, are we doing a podcast? We can't. We got time. We're out here. We're there. It's like we just can't get it together. We're finally back on course. Hopefully we can keep this going.
We have to.
And yeah. And we're hopefully take it out a bit if we can take it to some place and have some fun and bring some people in just to chit chat and sit around the table and have a couple of drinks and whatever. But yeah, I'm glad to be back and hopefully we'll see Donna next week. And
yeah.
I'm single. Did I make that announcement?
Oh, yeah, that happened.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, that happened. But I think that happened one of the last ones we had. I think that you had kind of mentioned that.
So I'm still single.
Yeah.
Nothing's happened since.
Yeah, you're in the friend zone now, back in the friend zone.
Yeah, it went fine.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, it's worked out.
To all the women or people concerned out there.
You're married now?
No. Just got back from Reno, and her name's Trixie. I've been at a truck stop just south of Jersey.
She might be missing a couple teeth, but that's all right. We don't need it.
There's just slide-ins. The new false teeth are like gummies.
Yeah. Good Lord.
No, but all kidding aside, I'm still single and available, girls. Okay. I did go out on a date, though.
Oh, let's hear about this.
Well, all right.
Okay.
So we spoke and we'd already had the meet and greet, what you call it now. It's not a date. It's a meet and greet for a coffee.
And you met at a coffee shop?
I said, what is this? Give you a chance. Which one of us bolts first if this ain't fucking working out? And the conversation was nice and she's a little hottie. Mm-hmm. So we agreed to meet 2 days later. It was about a month ago and we had that nice weather in February.
Okay.
And we're going to go out to this nature area that it's kind of halfway between both of us. And so we get there and she's... And
you met alone, like without other people around?
Yeah.
In a nature area.
Yeah, but still. Okay, can I just hang on. In the bush.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
She could have attacked me.
Any woman that is agreeing to meet Jeff out in the bush should have their head examined.
Exactly.
Not that he's going to do anything mean to you. But it's just you're stuck with him, like, and drive yourself.
So the conversation was a little different. I noticed when we were having our meet and greet.
That's at the coffee shop.
The coffee.
Oh, you met at the coffee shop first before you did this meet at the meet.
And then three days later, we're going to meet for this walk.
She wants to make sure you're a normal dude, so let's meet in a public place like a coffee shop, like a Tim Hortons or something like that, right?
You met there. She establishes, does her big backstory check on me through Instagram.
Doesn't have a hunchback. He doesn't have a hunchback.
He's got all his teeth.
He's got all his teeth. Well, most of them anyway.
A reduced hairline.
Okay, Ted Bundy. You look good, Ted.
You're looking good there, Ted.
Seems to wear a hood a lot with the Unabomber.
Seem like you're harmless. Okay, then.
So you met at the nature
So we walk
area.
In, when you pull into the driveway, there's a big, at the park of the Nature Conservation area, there's a big wooden board that has a fucking map of the place.
Oh, yes, of course.
So we park and I'm like, is that here?
Yeah.
So you've already done the first date. It went well. So you're now on, meet and greet. Now you're on a date.
Now you're on the date.
Some of the questions and conversation on the first meet and greet, even I was
I still think that's weird. Let's get back to this.
Okay.
I still think that is not an appropriate date.
Going for a coffee?
In today's age, no. First of all, you went for a coffee. Okay. I can't establish from one meeting that you're a psycho. You could be a psycho on the second date and to meet alone in a bush. What was she thinking?
No, in the conservation area was a second.
Doesn't matter.
That's not
a second date.
I do hear you on
right?
That,
it was daylight. It's not like we're out there in the dark. What about me? She could have taken fucking club me over there.
That's what I'm thinking. I think maybe she's the cougar in this scenario.
I never thought it. I was the prey.
You were the prey. Yeah. Maybe.
She's like a fat kid in a sucker. Look at me.
How's it feel? Do you feel pretty good right now about yourself?
it was a great ego boost, wasn't it?
All right, on with the show.
Yes. Okay, so we're walking around the thing. She says, "Are you sure you know your way?" And I'm like,
"You know your way? How much
around
you weigh?
Around the trail.
Around the trail.
Know
and
your
I
way.
Go,
know
I
your
go,
way.
I go, I look at her and I'm thinking, well, she's just poking fun. Well, there was a, we passed a couple maps.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're, but I'm an expert here. Don't you worry. We'll follow the stars. And she goes, but it's daylight. And I went, oh, I know. So out comes some question. She goes, what would your favorite shape be?
What?
shape.
I'm like,
weren't you a little scared of that question?
But I'm thinking my favorite shape.
A knife. A knife. Like the shape of a knife.
Like the shape of a knife.
Like pointy things.
Pointy things. Pointy things.
So I looked at her and went, seriously? And she goes, yeah, don't you have a favorite shape? And I went, isosceles triangle.
Isosceles
triangle. And she looked at me and she goes, well, that's not a shape. And I go, it's the most unappreciated one. And then she flies out and she called me immature at that point. And then she turns and says, what is your favorite primary color? And I felt like I was on a game show. So, and I was like
that's red, yellow, right?
Blue, yellow.
And so I go,
so you got to pick one?
So, and I go, I've never been asked that. I've always considered myself a shade guy.
Oh my God.
50 shades to be exact.
Shady.
This sounds like strike three.
So I go orange, and she goes, no, orange.
It's not a primary color, dude.
And she goes, orange. Why would you say orange? I said, because nothing rhymes with it. And then she goes, well, then she says it's not a primary color. But by then she'd had enough of me. So, but
no, hard to believe.
We're coming near the believe. End. She asked me again if I really knew where I was on this trail, and it's all marked. No, I said, but don't you worry, I have a compass. Like
a
that.
Compass?
And she goes, you're mocking people with speech impediments. And
really?
And I just have a lisp and I say compass.
Compass. Oh, Jesus.
So she goes, you're really immature.
And so you're just being trying to be silly? She didn't get it?
She didn't get it. And then, so walking out, she goes, we're really getting along well, other than your immaturity. And I went, I can't help myself. It's like I have a syndrome.
Did you go, this doesn't get better?
She goes, don't you have issues? I said, no.
Yes, I do.
Were you nervous?
Yes.
I said, No.
Were you nervous?
You don't say anymore you have issues.
Oh,
you
why?
Say you have a syndrome and everybody understands.
Right, yeah.
Oh, that's okay. He's just got a syndrome.
Yeah.
You got a fucking issue, though.
But then
then
she's going to tell you all her syndromes. I'm just bipolar, too.
Syndrome.
I've got a little bit of psychosis, you know. And, well, you know, I'm
dealing
with
that. I like
the
shape of pistols.
Yeah, exactly.
Not penises, pistols.
So she goes,
schizophrenia, ring a bell?
Only when I talk to myself.
Oh, my God.
So she goes to me as we're walking out. She goes, well, if you ever sleep over, do you have a side of the bed you prefer?
Oh, my God.
And I go, I'm like one of these. And I said, come here. Put my arm around. And I go, okay, this is like the dancing.
He's using his hands to intimidate
my left hand.
In his arms.
This is the one that does the buttons. I said, I don't know what it is about the right, but ever since I broke my right knuckle and the one finger's too small, it doesn't work the same. So I said, I'm a big lefty. So I said, let's sleep in the left hand on the side of the bed. So she goes,
Let's get back to this finger issue. What the fuck?
Run.
I don't know which one runs. Which one's
no,
runs.
Stay. It would be way more
together.
Entertaining.
They're going to run together. Just don't breathe.
No, stay. No, breathe. That'd be fucking funny.
So she goes, so if you slept over, would you be okay if I wore a mask? And I went, fucking right.
What?
I got my Shazam costume. I said, we'll be a great pair in bed because I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. She goes, there you are again being silly. And I'm like,
well, what's with the mask?
Well, she wears
sleep
one of those.
A sleep apnea mask.
So I go,
I know me too.
Clown mask.
I'm already.
She's got a clown mask, guys.
Jeff. Wonder Woman. I don't know. Pick it. Fucking back.
Well, I said, you can wear all you want. I got a Shazam costume. So I said,
I'm not sure I would have understood her either.
She would have went, huh?
I'm not sure if somebody said, you care if I wear a mask. What the fuck is wrong with you? Sleep apnea. All right.
I don't know.
She goes, well, if you were lying beside me and I had that sleep mask on, my apnea mask, she said, would you laugh? And I went, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I said, you have to remember, it's all new. I said, I always laugh at things that are new to get comfortable.
That's, right. That's a nervous thing. Sorry.
So she goes, well, that's immature. And I said, but hang on a second. Do I have to be on call throughout the night? Do I have to get up and what if this thing plugs up and you're fucking out cold? I said, is there a fucking sleep apnea hotline number? So anyhow, we've not seen each other since.
Hard to believe. Hard to believe. I can't believe that that didn't work out better for you.
It all went downhill after the isosceles triangle.
You gotta tell him.
I don't know why either one is single. Like, Jesus.
Who? Me or
both
him?
Both of them. Oh, I don't know why two. Both those two are single.
I thought you were single. I don't know. I'm kind of intrigued. I'd date you.
Oh yeah, right.
You got to tell them the other dating story.
Only because you know I'm easy, Mike.
You got it. You know what? I don't know. We didn't record his three dating stories out of Cambridge, did we?
Oh, did we? Yes, we did. We recorded them.
Yes. Even the last one.
What was the last one?
Where?
Let's remind me.
The coffee in the shop.
The girl said. Well, you seem like a really good guy. I'm just going to call my husband to come over.
Yes,
yes,
we talked. That was in one of the last podcasts. Yes, that was crazy.
So
story.
Anyhow, after the sleep apnea mask, and she didn't. Well, she thought that was immature. Well, why would you laugh? And I'm like, come on.
You're 30.
I go, are you wearing it when we're having sex?
I remember when I was with Bruno and he got his mask. And, I mean, you guys all know Bruno. He's a bigger guy, right?
Yeah.
So he's got it on. I go to the washroom. I come out, and he's kind of sitting on the edge of the bed.
Yeah.
And he's got this mask on, and all I can do is, Luke, I'm your father. Like, he just looked at me.
That's what I said.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I said, there I go. Be like this. Good night, dear. Yeah. I love you. Hey, baby.
Okay,
there's nothing sexy about a sleep apnea mask. But there's nothing sexy about being dead either. So,
no,
I mean, you got to pick it, right?
No,
gee,
that's right.
Would
that's
you
true.
Laugh? Come on, I've never been with anybody that had to wear one. So, of course, right off the bat, if you slap that on without telling me, fucking right, I'm going to guffaw.
Well,
oh, my God, what's that, dear?
Well, I mean,
I've
if
never
that
used
was
one of those before, but I gave it a try.
If that was her opening line in the whole conversation and you said that, that is a little, you know, yeah. I mean, you're not going to say, well, I wouldn't laugh at you, no. But, I mean, at this point, you have nothing to lose. Like, pretty much the whole date has gone south downhill.
Like, accusing me of not being
But then it's like,
knowing,
okay, you know what? Fuck it. Okay. Yeah, I'd laugh
we can't
in your
overtalk
face.
Each other. Just saying.
I'm sorry. We're all the conservation area, and she's like, are you sure you know where we are? And I threw it. That's when I finally said, well, we'll just follow the stars.
Hang on. I went hiking with him once, and I don't really smoke dope like I do to sleep, the CBN.
Okay.
But he goes, let's go for a walk. And I thought, well, fuck, I need to lose a few, so off we go. This is when he was renting a room with me. Mm-hmm. And we go down, and literally, I don't even know where we were, some fucking whatever, drive, whatever. We get out there, and we're not even on the path. And he has a joint with him, and I smoke it, and I am fucking fried. Like, I can't even. Oh, really? I don't smoke it. So I'm trying to. Do you remember that? I can't fucking maneuver because he's off roading. We're going down hills and shit, and I'm going, chop. Fuck off, like literally high as a kite.
Oh my God.
So, yeah, I mean, he probably knew his way around.
Did you smoke some dope with this chick?
With Rita? Yes.
No, this chick that you took out on a date.
No.
You take her down that road?
No. We're not going to see each other.
Where's she from?
She's a Cambridge girl.
Cambridge girl.
You need to stay out of Cambridge. That's four for four, man.
Yeah, but he's already went through all of Brantford and Paris and Woodstock. Yeah.
No,
what's
no,
left?
No.
How about Burford?
Hey. Inbred people.
Is there inbred people there?
I don't want to state the obvious, but it might work.
There's a lot of Malcolms out there.
No, there's not. No.
And there's a lot of new women in Paris.
Yeah.
Well, that's because the immigrants have all moved there. No disrespect to the immigrants, but that whole back area now is holy shit.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that moved down. There's
a lot of hot women strolling around my, strolling through the flats and along the rail trail.
And his neighborhood.
And so I'm like, well, hi, how are you today? Do you want to learn a little nature lesson about an area plant? Can I show you where the trillium grows?
I am absolutely
shocked. And
that's
when they go,
Mommy, there's a strange man talking to me.
I'm shocked he's single right now. Like, you have no idea. I have no words for this. Hard to believe somebody hasn't scooped you up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So dating
has... I'm starting to think new side business where I'm going to have tire repair for the Grand River Trail.
What?
Why?
Well, because you get a flat tire, you call me, man. I come up, fix your flat, off you go.
Ouch.
Okay, so
I'll
we switch
like
gears
NASCAR.
Here from
I'll
your
just
dating.
Fly out there in a motorcycle.
Okay. So we switch gears. So from your dating to now, you're going to be an entrepreneur on the trail.
Yes.
You're
gonna, flat tire.
Flat tire.
Yes.
Flat tire.
I'll save
repair.
You.
Repair. Yeah. Flat tire repair. Put your chain back on. fix your brakes, adjust it, anything you need done, even you.
Oh my God.
Creepy.
No,
creepy.
Nothing wrong with him at all.
I'm not going on the trails anymore. I'm done. I'm done. Drink up, people.
Yeah, yeah.
Cheers. Cheers. I missed you
yes,
guys.
Yeah, me too. Yes.
Michael, cheers.
We got to get a drink.
Got to get that doorbell fixed.
Ding dong.
So obviously his dating life hasn't improved. What's your dating life been like? Have you done anything? Have you done any dating, or are you just not into that? You're just too busy, too fucking busy.
Busy and not really sure what I want, to be honest. Yeah. It's whatever.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It's too soon too. Like, you know what? It's only been like a month.
I know, but it's not that I'm against it.
No.
It just happens naturally. Jeff and I were talking about this on the way. I don't know what I want. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Half of me goes, well, we're getting into summer, and it seems like most of my friends are now single, or a lot of them are single. Mm-hmm. And I went, you know, it could be fun. But I'm not really the girl that
Who's
you drag
single?
Home anyway. Never mind. No, their bikes work fine. Oh, wow.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a few girls that are single again for whatever reason.
Yeah, I don't know. And I mean, there's part of me that sort of misses having somebody to do things with. But then, you know what? If I wanted to, I mean, I can go visit somebody if I want.
That's right. Service manager.
I'm right here.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Jeff Johnson, Vodka Friday service manager.
We knew that was coming.
Yeah.
What's the blonde girl that part of the Vodka Friday group? She's been on the podcast.
We're not talking about other people.
She lives in Paris, though.
Who?
Lisa?
No.
I don't know. We're not talking about other people's dating status on this
podcast.
No, but
she's in Paris now, you were saying.
Who?
In Paris. Oh, I don't know.
A
blonde girl in Paris?
You went to the taco.
Oh, Elena.
Elena.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember her name. I was thinking Sabrina, and I was like, well, I throw up.
So she's single, too, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I can hang out with her. I can't go out with her.
No,
I can't
because
date
she's
her.
Twice as tall as
Be
you
like,
are.
What the hell does that mean? You know,
might mean something to her. I don't know.
Shout out to my old friend, Kristen from Paris, who is now a huge Vodka Friday family.
Oh, does he really? Why?
No, she's a woman.
Oh, she.
But
okay,
she's
sorry.
Tall. And she just reassured me the other day.
That's important.
When I was chatting. Well, here, when do you hear this? We're talking. I said, well, how's your love life going, Kristen? Mm-hmm. She goes, you know, Jeff, I'm really finding it difficult. I like a tall guy. I said, yeah.
No shit.
She's like 5'10", and I'm looking up at her. I go, so I guess the cuddly cat isn't your... And she goes... No.
That can happen.
She goes, I'd eat you alive. And I went, perfect.
Oh, my God.
but she's a huge Vodka Friday fan. She's also tuned into the podcast now as well.
Oh, is she?
So, right. And she's just moved to town like 5 years ago or something.
So she'll appreciate this new episode.
Yeah, she loves the coolers. She's not a vodka drinker. Mm. She loves the coolers.
She's not a vodka drinker, but she loves the coolers.
She doesn't drink.
You're a vodka drinker.
She's not like probably like a straight vodka person. Yeah, a lot of people drink it straight, right? Or vodka water.
You can make cocktails or whatever. Oh, God, whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we're going to get our shit together on the podcast. I know you and I have talked.
That was the plan.
So I have a whole list of topics. I have one that we're going to talk about specifically towards the end of this for sure.
Okay, okay.
But I do. So I'm going to read some of them out.
Okay.
And we're going to decide whether we go forward. So we have navigating midlife crises.
We've done that.
There's no navigating. We don't need to navigate it. Fuck it.
I got a compass.
Health and wellness over 50, overrated.
Mm-hmm.
Empty nest syndrome, sounds to me like it's a win. Financial planning for the future, we're old, why bother? Travel adventures for mature travelers, I'm not even sure what that means. I'm sure that's probably written by a cruise company.
Well, yeah, we like to travel, though, at our age.
But I know. Yeah. Some of the girls I've talked to nowadays are they say... They want to travel, but a lot of the women I'm talking to are wanting to be part of the culture. They just don't want to go to the touristy hotspots. And I don't know if it's just women I'm talking to because they want to go and stay.
They're not like, let's get it all inclusive and go.
No, they
want
to.
They want to go tour the jungles of Africa. Something
crazy. And the woman said, I said, as long as I don't end up where I'm going, there's going to be gunfire or, you know, anything shady.
Because
I'm not shady. I'm sunny.
Yeah.
So I think tourism is probably cool.
Relationship dynamics, like which, that. I mean, these can all be re-talked. Reinventing oneself after 50, which is going to lead us to where we're at. Grandparents' joy and challenges, nostalgia, some pop culture reflections, technology for seniors.
This is all shit we would talk about sitting around drinking on a Friday night.
Mixology madness, so we should do that. Tales from the distillery, cheers to culture. Yeah,
we've had distillery guys on. Remember we had... The dude from the tattoo dude, Satch Bailey, yeah, because he's
yeah, he just taken the
like a whiskey sommelier, or something like that.
Mixology course.
But yeah. he was a whiskey guy. He knew all different types of whiskeys and stuff. That's always interesting stuff. You guys are vodka.
Donna's pretty knowledgeable about the mixology part of it. She's pretty on ball with it.
Yeah, she'd be good for that podcast for sure.
Yeah, well, but go back to the vodka. Give us an update on what's happening, because I know a couple of weeks ago I was at I helped you guys and did a show in Hamilton. And great response on people loved the vodka. I can tell you that. It's always exciting when you go to those things and
oh, you're at the tasting.
People come back, and they say they are amazed how good it is. And then we're gonna get it. That's the big thing. We're gonna get it. So
which makes those things really frustrating for us to do because we don't have dealing the support.
With the LCBO. Exactly.
You know what? I don't. So here's the thing. We had hired a new agency. We have severed the partnership, and we needed to.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is finding people that are your culture, mm-hmm. and you have right now the whole industry is kind of in this influx thing where they're getting rid of people and they're reneging on some of the backdoor deals. Thank God, finally, you have a push against some of the licensees or which are the bar and restaurants that they don't want to be dealing at with the big people because it
ties their hands.
It does tie their hands, and they're reneging on their deals that they can't be having deals on. So I suspect that somebody's gone after somebody, and that's why they're cleaning up. And I've heard of another company that they've taken the credit cards away from the salespeople. They're getting rid of the people they're paying a buck and a quarter to, and they're bringing in these junior people that are just really they're not even account managers, no relationships. And they're paying them like $45,000 a year. So that's all really positive for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually got a guy that we were introduced to out of Niagara. And literally he's been working with us for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And he has done more in that month than our agency did in 6 months.
Wow, that's good.
Like I said to the agency, and we had a meeting on Monday and sort of pushed them to make the decision because the contract would have tied us up for 90 days. So they went, nope, we're not doing this. Perfect. Mm-hmm. And you get like 2 weeks notice or whatever it was. So it ended up working to our advantage. I don't know. I honestly think the only people that are sell our product the best is us. And I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to do it.
You got to clone yourselves.
you got to. And we have, so if we can bring people in like this guy in Niagara, who is really, really good with all the licensees. Like mm-hmm. basically he's gotten us into some incredible places.
Cool.
And we're starting to see, like, we're up over last year significantly. Mm-hmm. But they're in slow months.
Yep.
We also don't have our cooler in the LCBO this year. So we're up against those numbers.
Yeah.
We signed our deal with, the US.
Mm-hmm.
So that starts, they start repping us as of April 1st. Which
so where's
is
that
going
to, like part of, what part of the US is that?
We are going to be focused on Texas, and the guy that's in Texas is a great guy. So Texas, Florida, and California are the big alcohol states, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to do Texas, Florida, Michigan, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. And that's where we're starting.
Wow.
You can't do the entire U.S. They consume too much. We would never be able to keep up to it.
No, you got
to
start small.
We start there, and then eventually we'll probably segue. And I want to get through the bumps. So getting the stuff, because it's all going to come out of New Jersey. We have a warehouse that we'll be shipping our stuff into New Jersey to be pulled out of there.
Yeah.
It's a pretty complicated system there, but I think we're ready to go. I'm excited about it.
Kick off some of the smaller states before you hit New York and California. Well, that's where all the numbers are.
Yeah, well, not New York. It's California, Florida, and Texas. Yeah. They're the big three states for it. Mm-hmm. We were at the trade show in Vegas. We were we made it to the final three of the top brands to watch in the U.S.
Nice.
For vodka, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm. That's a big deal.
And you did a new submission for the awards in France again?
European,
or not France.
London Spirit Competition in the U.K. Yeah. So we have we've submitted, I don't know, peach raspberry vodka, regular vodka again. Keep in mind, our regular vodka or yuzu vodka won silver medals last year.
Right. Yeah.
Then they contacted Donna and asked her to submit our espresso martini, which will be available at the LCBO starting this month.
Yeah.
And one of the coolers.
Great
so we sent
on that.
The Thorny Beach. We
submitted that as well. Oh, yeah. Cool.
So they asked us to do that, so we did. So I expect we'll do all right.
So as far as LCBO, right now they've got your regular vodka, they got the yuzu vodka, and we're going to have the
espresso goes in,
the ready-to-drink martini, which you've got to try. If you like espresso flavor or coffee flavor, you've got to try it.
You know what I do want to say, though? In our warm market, like we're not in a lot of LCBOs because that's really the reason we're not with the same agency anymore.
Right.
But the ones that do have us, particularly in Brantford, like they are fucking killing it.
Oh, good.
Like it. Like, so everybody vodka. That's buying it, thank you. Because we're going through, cases and cases, get the rest of the country or the province.
Everybody else on board.
To be buying it like that. It is great vodka. We intentionally did the vodka. We have an incredibly premium product that is not at premium prices. And you know what else is going on in the industry? Is that during COVID, a lot of these top-end brands, I mean, nobody was keeping up because everybody was drinking like crazy. So there was a shortage of alcohol, which we all know, right, of certain things. So they mass-produced. Well, now they have too much. So they're dumping it, not necessarily in Canada, not in our provinces because we're so controlled. But in the States, you can pick up Grey Goose. And Grey Goose has taken a big downturn recently. Yeah, we heard that
too much
when
money. So they'll dump alcohol because it's like stale dated or something?
No, they have too much.
Loss lead.
They have too much.
Oh, so the manufacturers are just dumping it because they can't keep the tank.
You've got to turn it into cash. You can't just sit on inventory, right? And they're seeing a downturn. And like I said, when we were in Bermuda, that's what they had said is that Grey Goose is not selling like it used to. But there's a lot more options today, too.
True.
Right? Yeah. So, I mean, I'm going to get taken away from Grey Goose because as far as I'm concerned, they're kings in what they've done. There's no question about it.
Tito's is up and coming, though. I've heard that.
Tito's is the number one alcohol or vodka in North America.
Wow.
And just so anybody knows, so we almost met Tito.
Oh, yeah?
When he was at
There's a guy named Tito?
It's his name.
No way.
Swear to God, his name is Tito.
Wow.
So, I mean, the story with Tito is he was making it in his bathtub. And he literally, so the guy that's working for us in Texas, he was one of the guys that started working with Tito in the beginning. And John, who's a great guy, he's a good old boy, right? Mm-hmm. And he goes, you can't imagine how many doors we got closed on us. Me and Tito would be going, they'd be throwing us out and stuff. And he goes, and Tito was leveraged everything.
He mortgaged
his house to the tilt.
His kids.
All his credit cards were maxed. Everything.
His kids, yeah.
Everything. He had nothing, and he hit.
Wow.
And he hit when he went gluten-free. When he said he was gluten-free.
Right.
He was the first one that said it.
But vodka in general is gluten-free.
Alcohol is. Anything over 40%. Anything over, I think the number is 25%, is gluten-free.
Oh, really?
But so you've got then and then that, and then you've got this trend of everybody looking at keto and shit like that.
Sure.
And he catapulted. He absolutely catapulted. So I'm like to John when we were at a cocktail party. That was the same one that we met what's his name? Gene Simmons, right?
Yes.
But anyway, so I said to John, I want to meet Tito. And he goes, if he's still here tomorrow, I'll bring him over. He goes, he's quite a character. He'd probably want to get to know you guys,
too. So you settle for Gene Simmons. Well, okay, well, I'll settle for Gene Simmons then.
Right?
Tito's not available. Well, Gene's available. Okay. Yeah.
Then we had this guy. This was, I don't know if I said this on any other episode, but so they had this panel, and the industry is very, very male dominated.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think it's less than 2% of women are at the top in this industry, and very few manufacturers, right? Probably more in wine, I would think, than there is in spirit, which is cool, whatever. Mm-hmm. So one of these iconic guys, and I'm not going to say what agency he owns, but it's a huge agency, and a lot of these agencies that you die to get into because it gives you crazy credibility. Or not agency distributors, they're generational.
Mm-hmm.
So grandpa started it, then my dad, and then me, and then my grandson, and whatever,
yeah,
right? So I mean, good for them. I mean, but the one guy kind of saunters over. He was on this talk, they're a panel. They had a panel speech, and our booth was right by it.
Okay.
So he comes over, and I go, hey, you know what? It was great listening to you, and everything that you said, I feel like we stand for. This is our brand, blah, blah, blah. Because he was saying that right now, if you're a brand, you should be marketing yourselves for entertainment, entertainment and inclusivity. And that's really what we are.
Yeah,
and,
that's right.
Always has been.
Right.
That's right.
So anyway.
You got the gay, you got the stupid guy, you got the pretty girl.
So
then you got Donna.
Well, thank you. So anyway.
Am I the stupid guy?
Yeah. Anyway. the guy says to me, and he goes, Vodka Friday. And he's an old guy, right?
Yes.
And he goes, you know, I remember back in the 80s when Anheuser-Busch, they did this whole publicity thing that Anheuser-Busch was for the weekend, and they tanked their sales. And I'm listening to this guy going, basically, he's telling me my brand is shit.
Yeah,
my brand
right.
name is shit. And I looked at him and went, thank fucking God it's not the 80s anymore. Jesus Christ.
That's
and
right.
I go, well, and I'm also glad that most people don't share your opinion on what we're doing. And I said, just so you know, Fox Racing think that it's Vodka Monday, Vodka Tuesday,
Vodka
Friday.
Yeah. Exactly.
Every day is a Vodka Friday. So I'm talking to Jim, who's our guy out of California that owns the agency. So it's a three-tiered system. You have an agency. These are your sales guys. You have a distributor. They're really your logistics guy, and they're the ones that make sure that the shelves are full. And they make a fortune. The agency doesn't so much, but the distributors make a lot of money. So anyway, I was saying to him, I go, like, Jim, what was with that? He doesn't have a good thing to say about anybody. I went, oh, I got that. Yeah. So anyway, by the way, he's wrong. And when we've built this up, I'm going to make a point of saying, you remember when you said my brand was shit?
Exactly.
You were fucking wrong. Anyway, we had somebody in China that tried to trademark us that we squashed.
Oh,
we
really?
Yeah.
They tried to trademark you. How did they do that?
Tried to trademark the name.
I thought you already have that trademarked in China.
They can still apply. And then they come back to you and go, did you authorize this? No. Yeah.
So China did contact you.
What do you mean, China? Well,
you said somebody in China tried to.
No, it's just probably somebody along the way that they met when they were in China probably thought, hey, I don't know. I can steal this brand.
So anyway, somebody tried to trademark it, and then the trademark people came to us and said, did you authorize this? And we said we did not.
Oh, wow.
So who's trademark people? Out of North America? Or
No. It's in the Chinese people.
Oh, okay.
It's all done. Every country's done each country, right? So they would have a, I mean, it's a, I guess, I don't know what trademarks are. I guess government controlled, I would think. I don't know. Anyway, so they came back and said, we just noticed this application come through. Is this you? No, it's not.
Maybe it's done through the World Trade Organization or something.
No, it's each country has their own.
I just mean, like, World Trade has each, they're like the conglomerate of everybody has their own.
Yeah, because so they all, right?
The classes are all the same.
It's all consistent, right? Like, the classes are the classes internationally, whatever. It all means the same thing. But we finalized our coexistence agreement with the big restaurant chain in the U.S. that had got their knickers in a knot about our name. And so now we have a global coexistence agreement that we won't get in their way and they won't get in ours. And it's actually, it's a big company, like huge. Like, they could fucking outlawyer us.
Yeah, yeah.
Today,
Can we say the name of the company?
They have the same name as the...
No. It's just close enough that they were worried that there might be some confusion. There's not.
Like,
so we share a common word.
Thank God it's not fucking Friday.
Anywho. No, that finally
you can draw your
reached.
Own conclusions.
That was like months of negotiation back and forth.
Really?
And, oh, yeah. They want.
So how did they get wind of you? They must have got wind of you through the...
trade show?
No. How'd they get wind of us is that we petitioned to have their trademark removed in China and we won.
And you won? They don't have their trademark in China?
Well, they did, but they
China?
Hadn't used it.
Oh.
So because if it's dormant and you don't use it for 5 years, it becomes, unless you renew it, it becomes open to somebody coming in and saying,
oh,
and we,
shit.
So
that's
for
funny.
Us to go through, we went
off.
No. And then they came, well, we'll, whatever.
If you're the big guy,
So they tried to bully you out and you kind of negotiated?
No, that's not what they tried to do. They didn't try to bully us out. They wanted to have an agreement between the two of us. So if they go into a country that we're in, we're not going to stand in their way. And if we go into a country that they're in,
makes
they won't
sense.
Stand in our
so
way.
So they're a professional.
Absolutely.
They'll let you come into the U.S. if you let them go into China.
So now
nobody fucks with each other.
Well, no, they just won't petition. It doesn't mean they'll win.
No.
It just means you're going to spend a lot of money in legal fees
if you take them on,
yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. So we don't want that anyway.
No,
but anyway, I want to get
Party's
before Friday. We run out of time is today, which is when they're going to actually be broadcasting this, is International Women's Day.
Oh,
so I actually... was asked to talk at Rotary. So I'm doing a speech at, well, I mean, we're obviously pre-recording this, but I'm doing a speech on Friday at noon.
Nice.
And it's funny because they said you have 25 minutes.
Oh,
and I went, that's a lot even for me. Anyway,
where's
which I'm
at?
Not done. It's at the Sherwood. It's for the Rotary. Mm-hmm. And they all, I guess they have a
Rotary members only
Friday lunch or something that they do. And
so
they
walk in the Sherwood and go into the back dining room and just, oh, is this where the thing is?
Yeah. Anyway, so part of my speech focuses on, and I have to tell you that by the end of it, it focuses on everything we've done over the last 2 years. And it's lost on you until you actually write a speech and go, holy shit, we've done a lot.
Right.
Like, we really have.
Right.
And we're doing this inclusivity training, so to become certified in the LGBTQ community, that we're supporters of it. And, I mean, we all have our reasons for that. Mm-hmm. So we're doing this course, and the guy that's doing it is, his name is Dev. He's one of the people that we met at the export course. So our first course was on Monday. We did one on Monday. And he's in Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about, so the inclusivity also includes women in that, right? Because you're a minority in business and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he said that out of all women businesses, less than 1% can secure financing. In fact, it's 0.8%.
Wow, that's terrible.
0.8% of women-owned businesses can get traditional financing, wow, either through a bank or investors.
That's terrible.
It's absolutely terrible. And yeah, we see it. Like we, when we were dealing with RBC, we have been pushed off by RBC. We can't even find out who our account manager is. And I'm not trashing RBC because this came up at our meeting. And I know that the banks right now have very little tolerance to business, but I can promise you, mm-hmm, that if we were men, this would be much, much easier for us. And that's a sad reality of what we're doing, that you constantly are up. You're not only fighting the establishment, you're fighting the establishment because you're female. Mm-hmm. And it's just wrong. So what I did is I put the challenges of being a woman entrepreneur.
Are you going to talk about this at your speech? You can talk about this?
You want to talk about it on the next show?
No, we'll talk about it. I'll just touch on it now. But basically, so seven challenges women entrepreneurs face and how to overcome them. We'll not talk about how to overcome them because I think a couple of things is you have to defy social expectations. They're going to assume that you're not going to be successful. And the other thing while I was printing all this out today and looking at it was that you are two times more likely, almost three times more likely to be successful in a business if you started in your 50s, mm-hmm, believe it or not. Hmm. So accessing funds, mm-hmm, and it's true. Not all startup founders look for potential investors to help their businesses off the ground, but those who know how difficult the pitching process can be. If you're female, that's even harder. So, and I play that game. Like when we had with Ryan, if I'm reaching out to somebody, I'll include him on the email for exactly that reason, is that somehow in this game of women being a women entrepreneur is that if I have a man's name on there, somehow that gives me credibility. Wow. It is true. Even when you walk into a meeting, it's like that, right?
Huh. So if your middle name is a man, it gives you more credibility than just going with the woman.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what? You can use Jeff. Other than with your sex toys.
Oh my God.
That's four drinks. Five drinks.
The other thing is struggling to be taken seriously.
Yeah.
So you're going to sit in a boardroom with a lot of men or even women, because women can be as brutal with women as anybody can be, to be honest.
True.
And you're going to be saying, I've got this great idea. This is what we're going to do. And they're going to go, yeah, it's impossible. You can't do it. But if I was a
Mike.
Guy,
Mike said, oh, Mike said see no. Mike. See Mike. Yeah.
But if bye, you were Mike. A guy doing this, it would be automatically almost understood that you will be successful because you're male, which is just ludicrous. Huh. Owning their accomplishments. Most women have a problem with really tooting their own horn.
True.
Because
right.
Particularly in this in this avenue.
Huh.
Yeah.
How many successful women do we hear of at the same time? You never, because of that.
They don't typically. They like don't. Women don't typically toot their own horn.
There's billionaires who are women out there, but why aren't we hearing about them, though?
They downplay their worth. And it's because you've been conditioned for that. They'll go, if you sat at a table and we're talking to a bunch of people, and not every woman fits into this category, by the way.
No, of course.
But, and this is a very general statement, but if you were sitting there and you were talking about an idea that you had, people would automatically take you seriously. If maybe not me, because I think I present more like an alpha female, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But let's say somebody who wasn't quite as
articulate.
I don't know, old or whatever, were to say the exact same thing, you might go, "Oh, that's nice," in turn, right? And just and not hear them out. But so you downplay your own worth, and that's wrong. We shouldn't be doing that.
I think I wonder if that's a natural thing for women though, because it's not like a mom just goes about doing mom stuff.
It's cultural. It's cultural.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's societal.
That is atrocious, though. Yeah. You know what? I'm serious. That's fucking terrible. The government should be cracking heads on these banks.
Saying
that's it's misogynist.
It's the same with the government. The government don't have the same accessibility to funds for women as they do for
men.
Well,
they're misogynist. Right.
They don't.
They're
absolutely don't.
Then they're misogynist.
Right. So you've got that. And then you know what? And you look at it, like for instance, you look at Lee Iacocca. Lee Iacocca turned Chrysler around.
Twice.
Yeah, absolutely. And he wrote a book about it. Now, have you ever seen a woman do the same thing? No.
No.
And why wouldn't you? Because if it would be perceived as, oh my God, she's just tooting her own, get over yourself. But Lee Iacocca, my God, you write the book and you want to meet the guy and shake his hand.
Right.
So building a support group, that's something else that's interesting. You need a support group as a women entrepreneur, but not a lot of women are entrepreneurs or are there's not as many of us, not that we're not smart or able to, but there's not as many of us that work in business at a high level. Why? Because there's a glass ceiling. So where is your support coming from? You have to honestly, innately go to either, I mean, even one of the groups that I look to apply into, holy Christ, I mean, they wanted everything, including my bank statement, to get in part of this. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, when is International Women's Day?
Friday.
It's this Friday.
It's this Friday, Today is today, the day that this airs.
So is there any way you can tie Vodka Friday advertisement for that day to Vodka?
Well, obviously we will,
No, I know. I'm just thinking long term. I mean, that's a good... Not just because you're women in general. I am shocked at what you just said, how hard it is to get money or just get taken seriously by the banks.
I'm not. Not just the banks. Everyone.
Well, no, I'm shocked by that.
I'm not. Because I'm a woman and I've lived it.
I mean, it's misogynistic. It's chauvinistic. It's everything
You know what it is? It's short-sighted. Because I will say this.
But you think it's cultural, Dave.
Yeah, because we have male privilege, so you're not going to notice it. We have male privilege. You got to think about it, Jeff. We've got male privilege, so we don't think about this stuff. Women live this every day. They've been living it for years. They've only had the vote for 100 years. Think about all the years before that. They didn't have the vote. So, I mean, let's get deep into this, but really, to be honest, we have male privilege. We ignore it, and most men do.
You know,
It's not white privilege. It's not race privilege. It's male privilege.
I never looked at it that way. Yeah. So I didn't. I've never looked at it that way.
But you're right. True. So balancing business and family life. Family life comes down to the woman. Unfortunately, that's what it is. So when I was in my late 30s, I had an interview at the Bay. And the girl that was the vice president, one of the vice presidents at the Bay, I mean, I could have worked for her in a heartbeat. She actually went on. It wasn't Bonnie Brooks, but she was a president.
Bonnie Brooks, I think, is great.
Yeah, me too. Went on. She was the president of the Bay a couple years after Bonnie Brooks had retired. Yep. So she came from footwear, which is how I even had a synergy with her. Cool. So her and I had dinner. She was my last interview. Mm-hmm. And she sits down with me and she says, I'm going to tell you something. She goes, could you do this job with your eyes closed? The problem is, Rita, you're going to come in here and think you can change it. And she goes, and it's a big machine and you can't change it. And she said, but I'm going to tell you about when I got promoted to VP. She was the only female VP at that point at the Bay, at anybody in an executive position. This is before Bonnie Brooks.
Yeah.
So anyway, she says, so I'm in this meeting, which is this point, and she looks at the panel that are interviewing, and she said to them, if you want somebody that can do this job, then I'm absolutely the right person. But if you want somebody that's going to be here at 6 o'clock in the morning and 8 o'clock at night, that's not me. I don't have a wife at home.
Right.
I don't have a cook at home.
Right.
I don't have a babysitter at home.
Yeah.
I'm all that.
Yeah,
but if you want somebody to do the job, then I'm your girl, but I won't be here at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And they did hire her. Okay. But she – That's it as well. I mean,
that's integrity.
Yeah, I mean, and good on them that they hired her, or they promoted her. But she obviously deserved it because, like I said, she went on to be the president of the Bay, and the Bay is a great organization, she would have made a fucking boatload of coin too. But anyway, and that's the thing that's real. I remember when I was with Bruno, and I don't know if I should say his name or not. His name too late. Anyway, and I remember talking to him about traveling. And I mean, I'm a single mom at the time. And I said, when you were married and you traveled, what did you do? You packed a bag and you walked out the door. And he goes, yeah. And your wife had everything, had the home. When I travel, I have to do everything short of meal plans and pie charts and ride share and have all that organized and their laundry done and ready to go so that I have enough time to pack 20 minutes before I have to go to the fucking airport. And that's the truth. It's not easy.
No.
To be a woman business person, it's really not, because the expectation is that you have the house.
You have to be a superwoman.
Yeah. The other thing is coping with fear and failure. And that's interesting is because with you, okay, so let's say you take over a company or you start up Vodka Friday and it doesn't succeed. Mm-hmm. There'll be a million reasons that your buddy will say it didn't succeed, and probably none of them will be you.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't succeed for us, we'll get lambasted. Well, they didn't know what they were fucking doing. You know what? It's a completely different way of looking at it. Will we be successful? I have every reason to believe we will.
Yeah. And those people that are saying it don't know you, obviously.
No, but
anybody that knows you knows.
So So your fear, what if this doesn't work? How do I even begin to explain this? Now, which is probably also a Canadian thing, because in the U.S., they fail over and over again, and they go, well, that was a great experience. Let's go on to the next. And then they go until they win, right? And that's an American thing. In Canada, you go, oh, my God, I can't do this. I need to go, I don't know, I need to sweep mops now or mop floors now because I'm just terrible. But and that's more of a Canadian mentality. But from a woman's standpoint, we know that we're changing the game right now. Mm-hmm. We are in a small way, which is about to become a lot bigger. And that's a lot of pressure on us, too, because you're going to be watched. Again, keep in mind, we are the only all-women-owned spirit company in Canada. Mm-hmm. That's crazy to me.
Then that's got to be on your website.
It is.
We
say that all the time. Absolutely. We lead with it.
We should say that on the podcast every time, too.
We do. I mean, we do say it, and it is. So here's where we go. Now, let's go 5 most successful women entrepreneurs. Oprah. Yep. Oprah defied every reason to be successful. Not only is she female, she's black, and she was overweight.
So she
broke barriers that nobody, there's not one person, I guarantee you, that knew her, that even probably herself, that thought she'd be where she is.
But she did have one leg up by starting in a city like Chicago.
Well, maybe, but
she couldn't have done it anywhere, any other city.
She was against, everything was working against her.
Oh, do I know?
Physically.
Yeah, yeah.
Sexually. Like, I don't mean sexually, but you know, her sex. But she managed to, she didn't only just fucking break the glass ceiling, she shattered it.
But she also was, she had a connectability.
To the average person.
She was relatable.
Yeah.
to a woman.
To everybody. Yeah. Most women. Yeah.
Yeah. And
shows.
The average woman, they've seen themselves in Oprah.
Yes, exactly. And I think that's really what Don and I are.
Yeah,
true. We will represent, the average woman. There's nothing fancy about me at all. I'm about as down to earth as it gets. And I don't have any illusions of grandeur or anything like that. I've never been. I've never been pretentious. And I've never been in that lifestyle either of
who I am. And probably never will.
No.
It's
not who I am. But I mean, not that it's a bad place to be. It's just not who I am. So I think that, I mean, really, I could be anybody. Mm-hmm. I've had to fight and hustle in my adult life because I'm a single mom and had to look after my kids. It was what it was, right?
Yep.
Giselle Bundchen.
Yep.
Right?
Tom Brady's ex-wife.
That's right. I mean, she's defied it. Lady Gaga.
Oh,
Gaga,
huge.
And she had, many nose did she had? Yeah. I don't know who this is. Chancey Nicholas. No idea who that is.
Joni Mitchell. Madonna.
Yeah. There's so many of them that they stepped up and went, no, you know what? We're going to figure this
out. Madonna's a good one. That's a good example.
But yeah, I guess that's the thing. You don't hear, who's the president of the, if there was a female vice president of RBC or some major bank,
you don't hear about him.
Why don't we hear of it? But if it's a guy, his name would be front and center on a clip from a newsreel about the finances this week.
Sad world we live in.
It's true. So here we go. $10 billion businesses you didn't know were started by women. So Jennifer Hyman and Jennifer Fleiss launched Rent the Runway, valued at $1 billion. They've been at it for 10 years. Dr. Kathy Fields and Dr. Kathy Roden, Proactive.
So you can talk about all this in your
No. This is for a podcast. They're worth $19.95. They are now, it's a skin treatment company worth $1 billion.
Wow. What's the name of that company?
Proactive. Proactive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was women that did that.
Yes, that's right. I remember that. That's a great company.
Whitney Wolf Heard launched Bumble in 2014. Bumble. And now the dating app company is worth $1 billion. Right? Ellen Latham launched Orange Theory Fitness in 2010.
That's huge. That's big.
The company is now worth $1 billion in sales. Sarah Blakely, of course, launched Spanx.
Spanx. What about Lululemon? That's another one.
That's a male one. That's a man that
did Lululemon.
I thought
it was a girl that started it, and then her husband,
Emily Wise and Glossier in 2014. Started Glossier, which is a beauty company, and that's valued at $1.2
billion. Yeah, yeah.
And I can't say her last name. Anyway, it's 23andMe. That was women that did that. Nice. It's valued at $2.5 billion. 23andMe. Everbright, $2.8 billion. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Credit Karma is worth $4 billion.
Wow.
And that was 2008 that she did that.
Great
and
name, by the way.
Cisco, $248 billion.
Holy crap. Cisco is
Sandy Lerner and her husband, Leonard Bosack, were working at Stanford University in 1981 when they developed a router that could connect computer networks. And they are worth $248 billion. Wow. So it's not hard. And the one thing that I say in my speech, and I'll just end the podcast with this as well. Mm-hmm. The last thing I say is that I do get asked all the time is how have we done this quickly? Now, the brand is moving quickly. That doesn't generally mean that the sales are, but the sales will follow the brand lead and the marketing lead and stuff like that. It's starting now. We're way up over last year. And then all these other things that are hitting. Mm-hmm. So I get asked how we do that. And you know what? The thing that I have said is that I have never doubted this for one day. And as tough as this is and mm-hmm. as stressful as this can be, I know we're right. So my advice to women is if you have an idea and you have innate belief mm-hmm. that you are right, just start.
Believe in yourself. Start. Follow your instincts.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And on that, cheers, everyone. Thanks for coming out. Happy International Women's Day.
Yeah, it's
and,
a great it's a great getting back to it. We haven't seen each other for so long. It's just kind of cool.
Call an Uber. Uber should call an Uber. Give us
we need to go out and do karaoke at some point, but maybe not tonight. But yeah, it's Friday night. Fuck it. Let's go karaoke. Let's karaoke.
Anyway, cheers.
I'll sing a woman's song.
No, you won't. See ya. No. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What is it? I Will Survive? Take us out with I Will Survive. Take us out.
I Will Survive. No.
Thanks, everybody.
Skin, good night. Baby.
Thanks.
Oh, my God.
Jake gave me perfect.